Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Live from the Crab Diving Studios in Koreatown, Los Angeles, USA. It's Crab Nation with your hosts, Patrick Vile, Ryan Pfeiffer.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Singable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crowd.
The show is wildly popular.
Coming at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown. It's Crab Nation on the VOC Nation worldwide on the VOCNation.com. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody, and lending us some of your ear hole time. We're going to be here until 2 p.m. Pacific, live and streaming, steaming, until 5 in the Eastern Type Coast.
Yummy.
You be listening to us out there. My name is Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. Hola, hola, hola.
Hola, hola, hola.
Welcome to the show.
And bringing a little class and sophistication to the show today.
Yay.
Sitting in, very funny comedian, Mr. Rick Wood. Welcome.
Salutations.
Salutations and greetings. How's it going, man?
It's good. It's noon, so I'm going to open this beer.
You just waited for the noon hours.
Dude,
you know,
he walked here today. He walked from Hollywood to Koreatown.
Well, get him another beer. He can work it off then.
That's right. The downward trajectory of my life. I walked from Hollywood to Koreatown.
Yeah. Well, we moved to Koreatown.
Yeah,
right. We used to live in Venice.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
It's all I'm thinking of is different kinds of homeless people.
Oh, right.
When you name these three locations, Hollywood, Koreatown, Venice.
Right.
Right.
That's three different flavors.
Which like, strain of hepatitis from which section?
It's like, what do you want? Thai food or taco truck or Korean barbecue?
Right.
What do you want?
You stop by at a pawn shop, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember there's this one homeless guy I used to see in Venice all the time, and he always – I don't know why this struck me. He always wore corduroys. And I felt so bad for him that was his only pair of fucking pants because I hate corduroys more than anything. I think the worst. But imagine that's your only pair, though. That sucks.
That's what you got. There's more filth can collect in them because they have more surface area than a regular pair of pants.
Right.
Venice is like – that is the end of the line for America.
Yeah.
That's it. That's as far as you can go without living in the ocean.
Right.
That's true.
And I mean, and the people that are down and out in Venice, they are down and out. There's no thing anywhere you've been in this country, think of the craziest, most out of touch with off his meds, fucking sad homeless guy. Venice has got you beat every third dude. It's insane out there.
It's amazing.
I remember
it's amazing. Sometimes I'd walk the dog in the wee hours of the morning and I'd make it out to the boardwalk.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Before they kicked everybody out to put in those stupid where you could buy
the
incense.
Street fair
and
thing.
And
right.
Chuli and shit.
This guy was selling a $65 brass bowl out there one day.
Who's going to drop $65?
The guy's all in white, you know, with the head wrap and very like a yogi looking fella. But he's so spiritual. He's got a folding table on the Venice Boulevard.
Hard Rock Harry, the guy on the rollerblades?
No, this is like a street vendor.
Okay.
You know,
he
was Indian or from the region anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it as a Tibetan singing bowl. And he goes, he did not have a dot.
No,
I know there's
it was
a good
dot
word
Indian
for
it. Yeah.
I read a cultural appropriation blog about the dots, but
what does it mean?
We're mad that white chicks are doing it at music festivals. Anyone doing anything at Coachella, don't blog about it. They're idiots.
Wait, they're pissed off that white chicks are putting dots on their
chakra. Yeah, because it's someone else's
culture. They don't fucking
culture.
Know.
I don't, you know, I mean, it's other, like, it's mostly other white chicks that are mad.
Yeah.
Probably, if they make it a little smiley face, it's probably not great for them.
At least it's not like a swastika, I guess.
How do you
that's
know?
Progress in one way.
How do you know it's
Charlie Manson shit anymore?
Juggalo contest.
How do you know it's not a laser pointer from like a assassin's
a bindi, that's what it's called, a bindi.
Oh, really?
Hindu thing. But now this guy was, I don't know if he has part of a spirituality or he was it was just a shtick. But I go, what's up with this bowl, you know? I was trying to make it do the, you run a rod around, a wooden dowel, a big one around it, and it goes,
$60.
And then he goes, no, see, you take the rod and you run it around the bowl and it make this sound. And then you become very relaxed and you concentrate and reach higher and higher level of consciousness. And you'll need less and less material things. If you unlock more consciousness and you spin the bowl more. And I'm like, oh, man, yeah, I need that. That'd be great. How much is this bowl? $65. I thought you got... needed less material shit, man.
Yeah, right.
That guy needs some time with the bowl.
I accept PayPal.
Yeah, learn to let go of your material possessions.
Oh, my God.
So I'm still spiritually stunted because I couldn't afford the magic bowl.
I think they have a single-use bowl there, though. I've seen in a booth. Like, they have somebody with one of those bowls full of water, and you, like, rub your hands on it for a dollar.
Oh, yeah, you can just get enlightened real quick.
Yeah, you get a little
jolt
of enlightenment.
You pay for one session rather than, you know,
like a little
taking it home.
Of enlightenment.
So much crystal magic shit out there.
I thought you were going to say crystal meth.
That, too. it's that thing. You ever been to Taos, New Mexico?
No.
The whole town kind of built around. Well, there's, like, the people who are just from Taos, New Mexico, and they're not having a charmed life exactly.
Right.
You're either one of the Pueblos who, you know, there's 100 of them still living in these, like, mud huts. I know there's a more correct term for that, but
mud
essentially what it is, it sticks in mud. Adobe.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, you know, whatever, the poor Mexican kids who live outside the town. Then the downtown is, like, modern construction imitating.
Oh, it's all the art shops.
Native
right.
construction. Yeah, they're selling shitty art. And here's a $4,000 picture of a cactus someone that took half a semester made.
Yeah.
And it's just
flowers that look like vaginas.
It's just spiritually enlightened divorcees with dyed-out blonde hair clutching crystals because Jesus didn't work out.
Is that where Georgia O'Keeffe's from?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The
or lived. I mean,
oh,
I,
really?
I've been a Taos, yeah, and
Dao.
I'm thinking of that's the Asian
yeah,
version,
right.
The Dao of Mexico,
water
New Mexico. But it is totally
it's bullshit.
It's like the Wisconsin Dells.
The whole town's bullshit.
It's
there's not one piece of art there that's worth anything.
I met one cool guy runs. There's one of the stores on that little main. Looks like the old West. That drag of boardwalk shops. This guy, Leslie's old man, like a lean, wiry, old cowboy-looking dude. And we went to his, like, overpriced trinket shop where you can buy concho belt pieces
yeah.
and old boots and just
right.
western-y shit.
Yeah,
authentic western
yeah, bowler ties.
Yeah, and he's just hanging out in the back. I mean, this guy looks like he, all but wearing a nudie suit. You know? He's got the big hat on. I mean, he's like... He was like, looks like he's made out of parts of a split rail fence, but like probably tough as knotted rope.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there, and we're bullshitting with him, and my friend's telling him, you know, yeah, we're musicians, or my buddy's a musician. I'm just a comedian bullshitting around with him in the Southwest. And the guy's like, oh, man, I love music. You know who my favorite musician is? And we're like, Elvis? Roy Rogers? He's like, no, come on, newer than that. I bet you can't guess. And we keep guessing, and he's like, it's Jack White. I love him.
Come on.
Yeah, and then this little girl came in with her family, and he pulls out these two drawers, and he goes, you could take a prize from drawer number one, and it's like every Cracker Jack prize ever is what it looks like
oh,
in
yeah.
there. Drawer number two, a whole other variety of, like, 1950s trinkets. And then and he goes, or, and he pulls out this old suitcase with all these crazy question marks on it. He's like, you could pick from the mystery box.
The mystery box.
And then this girl's, this is the most option she's ever had in her whole fucking life. And he finally he's like, 10, 9, and she's like, the mystery box. Which, you got to see what's in that crazy suitcase. And it was just another suitcase full of trinkety shit. And she got like a pewter monkey or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But no one does cool stuff like that anymore.
Yeah.
It was like being in a weird old sitcom about... It was like if Mayberry was out in the Southwest.
Yeah. That's good. Tex-Mex, Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
Why not?
Floyd's out of business because
right.
no one cuts their damn hair.
That reminds me of that Powell story. That reminds me of that... You know that one story you tell about... I don't know how to ask you to talk about this without giving the end away, but you find some shit in... it was when you were a kid... You're somebody's attic, and they have
yeah.
that old box.
My friend, this guy was in Cub Scouts with his mom and my mom.
You were in Cub Scouts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
How far did you get?
To Weeblow's.
Oh, really?
When I got out.
Me too. I couldn't make it past Weeblow. I mean, I got my Weeblow. What do you? No,
why
would
they name it that?
Weeblow.
Like the first week of that, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah. Did you wear the short pants?
Can
you
we hand job instead?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We had like long pants, I think.
Oh,
maybe
really?
I probably had some shorts, some blue cubby shorts.
You never made it to Boy Scout?
No.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't even have. I wanted to do Cub Scouts real bad because they gave the presentation at school with the styrofoam glider and all that shit.
Oh, yeah,
and
I did that.
Jazzed on it. And then I went home and told my mom. And she, you know, she'd done that. She had two brothers, and my grandpa did that. And she just hung out with the Cub Scouts instead of Girl Scouts. She just was like a tomboy.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, I want to do this. And she went and checked into it. And we didn't have in our neighborhood or our area didn't have a Cub Scout. They didn't have it.
What?
Somehow.
That's
so
bullshit.
Her and this other, she met this other woman who was going through the same thing with her kid. So they just started Cub Scouts in our area. And
was this a sanctioned, licensed?
Yeah.
Or
they got
just,
it all set up.
They
and
get
they,
together.
Some other
cringe.
Woman was the pack leader who had like more time to do that.
Oh, that's
shit.
Right. Pack leader.
It was cool because it was like just kind of poor pseudo white trash people started it. So it wasn't really religious and there
yeah.
wasn't any kind
oh,
of
shit.
It seems like that stuff, the other people I've met, it has kind of a class structure. Like it's for rich kids almost, some of that in some areas. And I know in Utah it's all Mormon church, all upper class.
My
Cub Scouts is like the bad
Eagle
news
Scout.
Bears.
Oh yeah.
All the way to Eagle Scout, yeah.
Bill. You didn't do that, did
caller
you?
Of the show.
Right. Oh, Bill.
Bill, who now has an urban garden in his yard.
No, that's right. He has chickens.
No, I did not.
Right.
I didn't do Cub or
boy.
You're an altar boy, though. Weren't you an altar boy?
I was not, never an altar boy.
Okay. Okay.
Unless I've somehow
I just blew
sublimated the memory. I don't,
I blew a priest once, that's all.
That's close I got.
That was just something I did.
I didn't pass the swallow test.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I derailed you. Fucking
nah,
tell
I got way off. Yeah, anyway, the woman that my mom started that shit with, her kid, so we'd hang out a lot, and I would stay the night at his house. And then one night, he would, like, drink. We were, like, 10 or 11. He was already drinking booze from under the cupboard and stuff, like, making screwdrivers. Trying to get me
11-year-old's like, man, I was you like, want a fuzzy navel?
Yeah. I'm like, I think it's too soon for this. And he goes, he said, I want to show you something. And we went up into this attic space above his garage, and it's just all these old boxes of decorate, like this kind of shit to be in an attic, like old Halloween and Christmas decorations. And he's fishing around in one of the boxes, and he digs out this skull. And I thought it was just Halloween decor. And so we're looking at him like, wow, man, this thing is creepy. Like, it's so real. And he's like, yeah, my grandfather brought that home from World War II.
Oh, no.
And
I'm like, my God.
Used it as an ashtray.
Oh, shit,
I've seen, like, the Holocaust pictures. I'm like, that's like some mass grave. This is some Jewish guy's head who's in a box of Christmas lights in Virginia.
That's what the worst part. Yeah. Somebody felt a box of fucking Christmas decoration. Because the guy was like, I don't know where the fuck to put these. I'll just put it in the fucking whatever.
Yeah, it turns out the
Shit.
It ruins the story kind of, but those heads that guys bring home, they're from the Pacific, from Japan.
Yeah. I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
Thanks, Glenn. What a great guy. And, yeah, but that was like World War II guy, like our grandpas and stuff, or someone's grandpa was just collecting heads. It was like a hobby. If you were on like a destroyer or an aircraft carrier, you're a marine. If you're any guy who went on land in the Pacific,
that's
you killed a Japanese fella and you took his head and cleaned it off. They'd bleach it out on the deck and they'd carve stuff in it.
That's why you gotta.
Then they send them home to their best gal. There's pictures, and I found pictures. Someone that heard me tell that story was like, "Oh, here's the whole truth behind that stuff." It's a photograph in like Time Magazine or Life. And this woman just kind of writing a letter while sort of musing over this preserved skull of a fallen foe of her. Seafaring man.
God.
Sent home a trophy.
Oh, shit. How romantic.
That was just an out of control. There was no embedded journalist.
Right.
No, you know, so
nobody
everyone
knew what
was just going fucking nuts.
Nobody knew what was
both
going
sides,
on.
Too. You know, we act like everyone's who's the hero or not. I think it's just.
I mean, do you
people
think that's why, like, a lot of the shit hit the fan with Nam here in the States? Is because
that was
the
first
time
covered war.
Right.
And I think in any military, there's this tradition of just kind of. First, I mean, if you're going to train someone to be just for going out and killing, that's the job when it comes to that point. You could be like, well, I'm an engineer or I direct air traffic. But when it's a full-fledged war, your job is to exterminate.
Right.
And so on either side, you got people doing that. It's, they're just going to devolve into like, it's a survival thing almost. They're going to be like, oh, I got to dehumanize whoever we're fighting to the point of just like, it. Be like ripping the legs off a fly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I
so
see.
Fucked up.
War is so fucking horrible. That's why it makes me nuts. Like when the rights, they're like, oh, we're so pissed off. Obama's going to talk to Iran or he's going to fucking do some diplomacy. I'm like, yeah, so maybe we don't have to send kids across the fucking poor kids across the fucking drink to go fight people in the Middle East and get fucking shot to death. Yeah, he might talk to somebody. What a shitty idea.
Well, he's not swinging the big dick of America around. That's not American.
Yeah,
who was, I guess it was on Real Time or something the other day. These guys, I mean, there was some Republican guy who was really like, no, we got to show our might, you know, kind of like,
Jesus.
We need to have our, like, flex. He's like, we got to flex nuts, basically.
We do flex our muscle. I was thinking about that the other day. I threw away some Chinese food I didn't eat. It was like, you know, a good amount of rice. It just went bad in the fridge, and I fucking threw it away. And I was like, holy shit, man. There's some parts of the world where they don't throw away Chinese food that they didn't finish.
Well, how do you start?
Maybe China.
You think what's one of the first things you do when you wake up?
I don't know. You know, take a shit.
Yeah, you take a dump in enough water to save a village. That's how an American starts his day. You shit in enough potable water to save 12 people.
Oh. But that's my routine, dude.
Well, I know, but it's not. I'm not blaming it. That's just the way we set it up.
Yeah, that does that, suck.
That's what
happens.
The way happened.
We roll. Oh, my God.
We say at some point, we're like, we should just pump fresh water. We should shit in a natural resource. I don't think anyone in Iraq or Iran is like shits in, you know, a half gallon of crude every morning and sends it on away.
Maybe in Bahrain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or Dubai. Maybe they piss in caviar.
Give us a call if you like, ladies and gentlemen. We have a toll-free number, 855-862-7234. 855-VOC-RADIO. If you feel like spelling that shit out, brought to us courtesy of NetCarrier. Take your business to the uncloud stage. Shit tons of money.
Cha-ching.
Go to netcarrier.com for the details on how those shit tons of money can be saved.
That's right.
Saved. That shit tons of money.
Yay.
Shit these. Those. Fuck it. How shit tons of money can
shit
be saved.
Shit tons.
My articles are fucked up right
but
now.
It doesn't matter.
And also tweet us during the show at Crab Diving. Ryan is keeping his eyes peeled on the Twitter following. If you want to tweet us, we'll maybe read it, maybe not. We'll
some guy named Shit, his Twitter handle is Shit's Legit.
Shit's Legit!
Favorited a tweet of ours. How nice.
Very kind of him. Don't forget to go to our Facebook, too, facebook.com/crabdiving. We put stories up there that we don't talk about here on the show, stuff that we do talk about, and memes and pictures and videos and shit. If you missed the Glenn Beck meltdown.
Oh, my God.
From Friday's show, you can go to crabdiving.com, find a link there to to Friday's show.
Is that the rodeo clown bit?
And you can hear a little bit. No, he tripped. I might still have it.
We have to be specific when we say Glenn Beck meltdown.
Yeah.
Is this the Shakespearean one?
Yeah.
Oh, let's play that again.
This is
you
Glenn.
This.
He's the Fukushima of pundits.
Glenn Beck, talking about Ebola.
Beautiful voice.
This is what will be said a year from now. If this gets out of control, how can there possibly be a God when he allows this to happen? He didn't. We did. By not standing up and saying, demanding, by not calling our congressmen, our senators, by not going to Washington, by not standing in front of the Capitol, by not standing in the hallways and demanding. Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your minds?
That's right. It's not a demand. It's a question.
I demand of you. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, somebody's going to run up to Lindsey Graham in the hallway.
Right.
Are you out of your mind?
Glenn Beck is so well-spoken, though. I mean, like, God, he's so clear, and he's such a great speaker.
If I was going to build a robot to be insane, I'd make Glenn Beck.
I think he prattles on a little bit more. He builds it. I think this is the big one.
Through our ramifications, he will humble us. And these people in Washington are so arrogant. I haven't seen any humility. I haven't seen anyone in Washington say, hey, you know what? I was wrong about ISIS. You know what? I was wrong about Benghazi. You know what? I was wrong about the caliphate. Oh, you know what? It seems I was wrong about the economy. Oh, I was wrong about health care. Oh, I seem to have been wrong. Maybe I will humble myself now and fall to my knees and say, Lord, everything I seem to be doing seems to be wrong. Where do you want me to go?
Oh, please.
Hey, top of performance from Glenn Beck. It's all part of God's plan, buddy. Calm down.
Yeah, relax.
Your God will kill us all in the end. Don't you worry.
Oh shit. Do you think Glenn Beck will ever be on that James Lipton actor studio thing? I mean, I know he's not an actor, but love to hear him on
What's your favorite swear word? He'll do the opposite of the Kiefer Sutherland one.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite word?
Yeah, like on Howard Stern. Howard Stern did the reversal.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God.
Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. After the break, we're going to be taking a break in about 10 minutes or so. But for the second segment of the show, we've got a very special clip. We haven't heard from him in a while.
Yes.
The rancher welfare queen from Nevada
Cliven Bundy.
Oh, my God. What happened to him?
Has resurfaced in a political ad.
Oh, shut up.
For a candidate.
The candidate is beef jerky.
Yeah, the candidate.
Jack Link's beef jerky is running for Congress
somewhere in Nevada.
Oh, great.
And it's something you really got to hear. So we got that clip coming up, et cetera, et cetera.
No, that's awesome.
Et cetera. Do you want to do the headlines? Should we
yeah.
What the fuck's
going
on?
Sounds good.
As soon as I.
Is there a way to make Nevada, the entire state, just a testing range?
Oh, yeah. We need to bring back nuclear testing.
Again?
Right.
Yeah. I've never been to Nevada and been like, now there's a quality group of people.
Right. That's a bunch of so many wonderful
so
people.
It's not
there
even
out
Vegas?
There. Were you? Were
no
you
one just, in Vegas. This is from there.
You just did stand-up there
oh,
in Vegas.
Oh, God, in Prim, Nevada, in Summerlin.
Is it nice there? Nice part
no,
of the country?
No, it's not nice there. No one should be living there. Mother Nature was like, hey, stay away. I put poisonous things out here, and you didn't fucking listen.
And no water.
Yeah, no right. water. Right. Everything can kill you. Hey, let's build a resort.
Right.
That sucks. Everyone is old as shit
yeah.
at the in Summerlin. It's like 350 people.
Where
like, that sounds nice. Wow, what a crowd.
Is that like between here and Vegas? Or
no, it's just like north of Vegas
north
or
of Vegas?
West or I don't know. You could see Vegas from it, but you're not in Vegas, baby. And it was 300 of them had to be over 70.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they were still offended by some shit Lenny Bruce said. I got to go up there and talk to him about evolution because I can't fucking just be funny.
Oh, there's no way they agreed with you. They don't believe in evolution out in Vegas.
Nah. Just Ebola.
Right. Just Ebola.
Yeah. They laughed at some stuff. But
I bet they laughed at all your shit.
Nah.
Those ulcers loved
touch
you.
Touch and go a few times.
Right.
I don't know. Like, the problem is when you don't care.
Right.
That... I care that I want people to have fun and laugh because that's the point of the whole thing.
Yeah.
If I just wanted to have a point, I would like get into you
public
know,
speaking.
Yeah, I would write books
or
like,
ranting on the corner.
Or I would get into political radio full time or something instead of moonlighting on this this political show.
Right.
No comedy here.
Slumming on this shit. You can
comedy here. fuck you. There's comedy here.
I know, I'm joking.
How dare you?
That was a bit of comedy in itself. I don't know. But
there's no
then,
deal for being a cunt.
That's true.
But when it doesn't go well, people expect that like you're supposed to feel bad. Like, oh, we didn't think he was funny. He's sad. And I'm just like, nah, I don't really care. I'm just trying to look for whatever dumb thing I can say to make you old fuckers laugh.
Right.
And then...
Oh, God.
It's a weird moment when you're just sitting up there kind of quiet and like, oh, no, he's breaking. He's having a meltdown. I'm like, nah, it's all right. Just trying to think of what to say to you.
Right. And by the way, I'm not having a meltdown because after I'm done, I'm getting paid. So whether you laugh or not, fuckers.
I'm drunk and high as fuck.
It doesn't
matter. I'm going to go back to my free hotel room for the weekend and watch CNN.
How are the accommodations? Top shelf?
Yeah, they were better than I expected. They were all right. We were in the Prim Valley Resort Casino. Hotel. It's just all of the town.
Are you a gambler?
Big building. No, I played a slot machine. I put like $4 in this slot machine. You can't even put coins in a slot machine anymore.
Oh, really?
Cards or some shit?
Cash or cards.
Yeah. Credit cards.
And then it's the lever's gone. The old, like, and you just push a button, and I don't understand what's going on the screen. And there's really not any bells or whistles, and nothing falls into a tray anymore. Just prints out a receipt. So boring.
That's so sterile. That's not fucking cool at all.
It's even sadder than it was before. I was walking through the casino floor, and I go, look at – I was telling Wendy Starling, who was out there. I go, look at everyone. No one's smiling. I go, they're all on vacation, and no one is smiling. They're just staring into this fucking machine.
Like the Matrix. They're just all in these pods.
And they're all losing.
Staring.
You know, they're throwing away their pensions. That's why everyone has to, like, smoke and drink in Vegas, because you have to cut down your life expectancy to keep up with the rate that you're throwing your retirement into a pit.
Wow.
Like, for every hour you spend at that slot machine, you cannot afford to live another day. Yeah. So you got to smoke,
cigarettes,
like, 20
knock a day
cigarettes,
off.
Yeah. And just pound back some, like, vodka.
That's so depressing.
You got to destroy your liver and lungs. To keep up with your dwindling retirement plan. Or start dealing.
We went to Vegas. You gambled. Pat's a gambler. He plays
poker.
You're a poker guy.
I also play blackjack.
Oh, yeah.
Poker's not gambling.
No, it's not. What do you mean? It's math?
Doc Holliday quote. Right?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't gamble. I play poker.
let's see what the headline over on the Commie Pinko. Liberal. Huffington Post. Another global heat record broken.
Oh, shit.
Woohoo!
All right, man. We're number one.
We are number one.
Where was it at?
Earth is on pace to tie or even break the mark for the hottest year on record, according to those, you know, science-type people.
Climate change is real.
The Koch brothers, I'm sure, have already said, bullshit!
Right.
Bullshit! They're saying that last month the globe averaged 60.3 degrees Fahrenheit. It's only 60 degrees. How can that be warmer?
That's perfect. That's perfect.
We got plenty more.
That's perfect weather. I mean, if it just stayed, if the whole planet stayed that temperature, could we exist?
Well, we're doing it now.
We could grow shit.
Just build more air conditioners.
That's 15.72 degrees for those of our friends who are listening elsewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Celsius.
Right.
It's the hottest September in 135 years of keeping records. So.
Oh, woo-hoo! Shit.
Hey, man, 135 years. Those were the good old days back in what was 135 years ago?
Oh, horrible, dude.
1880s? 1870s, 1880s?
That's a horrible time.
1889.
Horrible time to live. Honestly, horrible.
No, they just let the slaves go. It was rough.
Running everywhere.
Straight white men.
A bunch of people in the South are like, oh, man, I don't know how to work this lawnmower.
Yeah, exactly. I used to think this was a good job until I had to do it.
Right. I don't know how to cook either. I don't know how to cook. Iron my clothes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
If we dumb it down, dial your brain back a couple hundred years.
No problem.
And there's a picture on the Drudge Report that typically, you know, they find although the liberals do it too, they find the absolute worst picture you could find of the politician. Some weird face. This one looks like Obama is like some crazy dictator raging at a microphone.
Oh, awesome.
And it says, crowd walks out on O.
They can't even finish his name.
Right.
Well, Oprah? That could have been Oprah.
O is Oprah, right?
Heads to a Reuters, so it's not WND or not one of those crazy fucking Breitbart sites or whatever. Obama makes a rare campaign trail appearance, and people leave early is the headline.
Well, how many people?
Like one guy.
Like two people walked out because like their babysitter called and said the kid just shit on the floor. She can't take it anymore.
A rally to support the Democratic candidate for governor in Maryland.
Yeah.
Early departures of crowd members while he spoke underscored his continued unpopularity, is what this apparently unbiased report says.
Maybe it was traffic. Maybe they're trying to beat traffic or something. Traffic in Maryland sucks.
Right.
I mean, maybe, who goes to – no one goes to the rally and is like, oh, fuck this guy.
Right.
Right.
I voted for him. I'm still – if they're like Obama speaking, I'm like, I'm not going. I'm like, why? I go – because I can see what he has to say later. I don't have any money I can give him, and I don't like sitting in big crowds.
Yeah, right.
So I'm not going to fucking go.
You say a steady stream of people walked out of the auditorium while he spoke, however, and a heckler interrupted his remarks.
Oh, man, the president's getting heckled?
Oh, shit.
Public speaking is getting to be a rough job.
Right.
I guess the race is kind of close. He's 11 points ahead.
Presidents all the time.
No wonder they're walking out.
It doesn't matter.
Like, the guy's 11 points ahead. He doesn't need Obama.
Is that the only kind of race like Obama will show up and stump for?
Well,
for somebody
closer. They don't want
Obama
taint on them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at Allison Lundergerger.
Is that bad now, huh?
Grimes in Kentucky. She's like, she won't even answer. This is the most ridiculous thing. This is an embarrassing Democrat.
Right.
Did you see in the debates, like, or in interviews, she will not answer the yes or no question, did you vote for Barack Obama in 2008 and or
20? Of course you did.
Right? She won't say that. She won't say that.
But you don't understand. She's running in Kentucky, right?
You're right.
So, I mean.
But I think she looks even dumber.
Now, this is the problem with the liberal base, is there's no passion.
By refusing.
It's
they're
so
pussies.
Wishy-washy.
They're such pussies,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, right. And it's like that's part of the rationale thing, where it's like, we got to look at the other side. It's like, meanwhile, Republicans are like, I don't care if I'm wrong, I'm right.
Yeah.
People are like, fuck yeah, man, that guy knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Democrats are like, let's work together and compromise.
Right.
Fuck
like,
you.
Well, you know, I mean, you got to look at all the issues. Oh, shit, man, come on. I just need a
slogan I can get behind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And then you turn on, like, if you ever watch HuffPo Live or something, the voices on the left are just so, like, I don't know, it's douchey. There's, like, an air of douchiness sometimes.
There's a lot
so
of
young.
Smugness.
And, like, what was that one interview a long time ago? We watched this guy interview Joe Biden, the fucking vice president of the country.
Yes.
And the interviewer was in a hoodie. To interview the fucking president, man, he had a hoodie on. You know what
the
I mean?
The hood was down.
Yeah, yeah. How nice.
Maybe, I thought maybe he had it up like he was making a statement.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
With Skittles
hanging
out of his
pocket. Do I look dangerous now in this hoodie interviewing the vice president?
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. It's just hard to – like sometimes I turn on MSNBC and I generally like their message and I like what they're saying, enjoy their programming. But like, who's that young guy? The real – Rowan Rowe.
Oh, Farrell. Rowan Farrell.
Yeah. I mean, he's like
Woody
seven.
Allen and Mia Farrow's son.
Yeah.
25 years old or
yeah,
something like
yeah.
that.
He looks like a total douchebag.
Graduated
you know
college
I mean?
At like 15.
Right.
Rhodes Scholar. Like, right.
Liberals are too cool for school.
It's kind of hard
you know
to listen
I mean?
To him go be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Take it, Iraq.
Right.
That's a little rough. No, it's like, and what's it appeal to? Other kids who graduated in
well, yeah,
college
many,
and had a charmed life.
What
they're going to be Republicans anyway. What do you do?
And older people are going to be like, who's this not-nosed yeah. fuck that's
Republicans figured out how they figured out how to appeal to the rich and the poor. Like with the guy who's like dirt poor, too dumb to do anything for his own good.
Jesus.
We're going to trick him into voting for us, help out the super rich buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the, like, not even arguments, but all the people here like just droning on and on about this and that. And it's always like a USC graduate who lived in a nice suburban upbringing, went to a good school, had everything kind of, then moved out here, went to another good school, and now they're just – it's like you've lived two places. And now, like, you're just now kind of starting to pay. You're probably still on your parents' insurance for your
right.
car. Like, they're sending you money constantly to maintain your existence. And they're going on and on about what's wrong with what people may think.
They're not paying a student fucking
loan.
You're
so out of touch with what anyone ever has to deal with to stay alive.
Yeah.
It's just like... You're like the Muppet Babies. Like your life is a nursery. Somehow your world has been constructed into a giant playpen.
And now you run the world. It would be interesting to see like a study of where all the elected politicians went to college. Like if you could see a pie chart, if it's like what percentage went to Ivy League universities and
like every president's gone to Harvard or Yale. That's like a conspiracy I'm making
right.
up. I mean, that's just – so then you tell someone, you could be the president. It's like, no, because
yeah.
not everyone gets into – although Harvard, if you're smart enough, I guess they just pay for you to go.
Mm,
you
yeah.
can, you know, write the essays and
– Do you think we will ever have a president who went to Phoenix University
yeah.
online?
DeVry.
DeVry.
Phoenix? I mean, I don't know. The Republican Party loves Phoenix.
Right.
It's those predatory lending schools. They're like diploma mills.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah. But now, I mean, people
don't
even
finish
those schools.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's all it is. It's a for-profit college.
Phoenix University.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's the same thing. It's like something people think they have to have. And so the same thing with, like, healthcare is these doctors and the insurance, they could charge anything they want because who's going to not go to the doctor?
Right.
There's a lot. You cannot have a car. You cannot have a fucking bed. There's a lot of things you can skip out on. But if your fucking finger gets cut off,
you gotta have somebody.
There's not like, well, I can't afford it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, some people do though. I mean, people die from that because they're at home and they're shoving crystals up their ass. You know, because Tommy Chong said it cures cancer.
Like the most infamous stoner ever just told me how to treat my fucking lymphoma.
Well, he was using pot. But then he's on Rogan, you know, and he's like.
He's like, so you treated your cancer with pot.
He's like, yeah, yeah, man, yeah, that. And, well, were you doing anything else? Yeah, I was doing everything. It's just like, oh, the thing
hard.
You like is what cured it.
You can't,
right.
Yeah, it's hard
yeah.
to isolate.
It could have been chemo. It could have been whatever procedures they did. Yeah, maybe it was
Cheech and Chong have a great Instagram. We follow.
Oh yeah, they
follow
do.
At Crab Diving on
oh,
Instagram.
Oh, the terrific
by the way, but,
comedy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get medical advice from the guy who
yeah,
made
no,
Nice
come
Dream.
On. Who better? Right. What about Elizabeth Hasselbeck or one of those?
Yeah.
They know what's going on.
I get
on.
All my psychological evaluations done by Jerry Lewis.
Oh, Jerry Lewis, what an asshole. I saw him speak live one time. I just talked about this on the show not too long. I saw him speak live somewhere. God, he's so – listen, I know the guy's accomplished, and he did some groundbreaking shit in the film industry, right? He built some sort of camera.
Video assist.
Fucking thing. Yeah,
first
yeah, yeah.
First one to do video assist.
Okay.
I don't know. Personally, I don't think it's that hugely innovative.
Oh, yeah.
Once they had video, why not say,
right.
hey – let's look at what
he's
we
just
shot.
He's such a dick. He's such a dick.
He's
I mean, speaking
nice
to people,
man.
Everybody, like, they showed this, it was a premiere of this biopic of his fucking life, and then after it, he spoke, and everybody's clapping for him, and he's kind of like, yeah, you should be clapping for me, and then he goes, what a dick. I mean, I don't know, I guess he does a lot for charity. I don't know, he just seems like
you
a man.
You bastards.
Right. That's Glenn.
Yeah, he sucks. You ever wonder if you're going to turn like an old guy who doesn't get it?
Yeah.
Don't worry about that sometimes.
Oh, right.
Because there's a lot of stuff like early 20-somethings are into, and I'm like, what the fuck? I don't get EDM. Like,
right.
Skrillex? I'm really like, I got out. And I know it sounds like a cliche. Like, how is that music?
What is EDM?
Like the...
Is that house music? Or that's...
Should go after a Japanese cartoon or an anime, as the kids are calling them.
That shit's horrible. That shit is horrible. They just like Skrillex.
Or video game.
That's not.
It's,
we were listening to the Allman Brothers before the show. That's fucking music.
This is it.
We also listening to the Doobie Brothers.
We
that's
gotta get
music
the cane out for.
Shut up.
God,
oh, I'm going to turn into an old man yelling at people
man.
On my lawn. No problem. Or I am that right now.
Yeah.
I'd be able to be.
I guess I
laugh.
Still do get it. I'm just like, I
hey,
don't like it.
That's what you,
hey!
Hey!
It's not what I'm into.
Shut the fuck up, okay?
If my wife left me, I wouldn't be able to get on Tinder. And she, I'm like, come on.
Hell yeah.
It
sure
sounds
you
horrible
can.
To me.
Swipe left or swipe right.
I mean, I could do it. I could figure things out. I'm not an idiot.
Which is which?
But
left bad,
it.
Right good? Is this biased right. against left-handed people again?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
it
anti-lefty.
Is. It's designed so that you can say no easier, right? Left is
yeah.
That's the natural motion.
Wow.
It's such a negative platform,
right.
man.
Sinister.
I love people like they complain that they met a weirdo on Tinder. I'm like, what the fuck did you think was gonna happen? It's like this weird like meet and bang app. It's a pretty shallow pretense that thing is designed under.
Right.
You know, it's hard to meet people at all, and you're just like flying through them on this any kind of online dating. I go, this is, you can manicure. There's people you can pay to basically pimp, like,
yeah.
help you craft your online dating persona.
Well, it's got
to
be able, you got to pop and stand out amongst the crowd.
See, I've never been a fan of that. It's probably why I got married young, though, is I would just go out and, like, not front at all. Because, you know, people, they hold shit back on a date because they're like,
yeah.
well, this scared the last few off.
Right.
I'm like, that's where you lead with. The things that you aren't willing to change about yourself.
What do you do, sit at the end of the bar masturbating?
Well, I wouldn't do that.
I'm just kidding.
But if that was a thing, I was like, this is what
me.
I do. Yeah, that's what I do. I go, I'm about to jack off in this bar right now because this is who I am.
Are you cool with that?
And like, the person runs away. But, you know, if you just say what you believe in and that you're like,
yeah.
I'm probably not going to change this. I don't see any reason to.
9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah, if you're one of those guys,
right.
open up with that.
Right.
Lead off with that because later that might scare someone off. And now you're like 4 months into a relationship and they can't handle that you're talking about Theramite on the weekends. And then and then all of a
hold
sudden
the
now
Wars
you're,
action
yeah.
figures
now
in
you're,
your profile pic
yeah.
is what you're
yeah.
saying.
Yeah,
wave around and be happy, be proud. Because
you hide all that shit and then all of a sudden you reveal it and someone runs to the hills. Now your friend's got to listen to you fucking mope. It's like, yeah, well, that's the guy you are. You tricked someone into dating someone else.
Yeah.
And then they left when they found out. It's like you buy a 2000 Accord. And then, like, after 6 months, the car, someone's like, did you know that's an 84 Yugo?
Oh, yeah.
You're
I mean,
like, wait. I thought I've been driving. No, it just had a weird cover over it.
Wow. So I'm learning now that, like, actually getting to know someone actually means learning things about the other person that you will hate.
Yeah, basically. So I would, like, the first date I went on with my wife, I was just like, what did my ex-girlfriend hate that I don't think is that big of a problem? And most of it wasn't. Some things you change. So, I just go on. I lead with that. And she stuck around. And so there were no surprises, really. There was at no point. She's like, wait, you don't want to have kids? It's like, no. That was like the first month. It was like, listen, I'm too young to get a vasectomy. Otherwise, they'd be cut right off. Sometimes I fantasize about getting cancer in both balls so that they'll get rid of them for me. And then no one can judge me.
But early before it spreads. Right?
Yeah, of course. I don't want any of my lungs and shit.
Right. Yeah.
Of course, right. If I had one lung, then I could be like, I can't go on a hike with you guys. I only got the one lung.
I only got one fucking lung.
It could be like an excuse to be lazy. That'd be awful. I don't want any lung cancer. Now I have it.
We've got to take our first break here, ladies and gentlemen, on Crab Nation Monday on the VOCNation.com.
Yeah.
We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. We got that Clive and Bundy clip for y'all. I got some news from Texas, some gun news.
We're learning about relationships,
some Oklahoma news. I do have a
oh, man, all the good spots.
I have the results of an online dating study.
Oh, shit.
All right,
I saw as part of my day job.
This relates.
Wow. And a story from sports we got coming up.
Oh, really?
Ooh, got a little sports story.
I have a little sports story as well.
There you go.
Awesome.
And an update from Alaska.
Oh, for real?
From our Alaska correspondent in Talkeetna,
my brother,
who has supplied a couple of stories for
the day. Golly.
We're going to be back, everybody. Take a hit, take a shit, whatever you need to do to make yourself feel better in the next 3 minutes.
Get
but make sure you do it while you're listening to these great sponsors.
Itching to talk to the crowd? Call 855-862-7234.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the ball to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches.
Bangable and diabetic.
Have the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Dave Wrestling, the podcast and the business making towns. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The Voice of Choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event, maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
Yeah. It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StorageHive helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StorageHive can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StorageHive.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, hurling at you live on the VOC Nation. Thanks for listening to us. Give us a phone call. Tickle our ears via Skype or where, however you want to do it. 855-862-7234, 855-VOC-RADIO. Joining us here in studio, Mr. Rick Wood.
Yay.
Hello.
The Wood.
Yeah. All right. Glad to be here.
The Wood.
Wow.
The Wood is good.
It's good.
All right.
And joining us on the telephone via the magic of, you know, science and shit.
Yay.
Very funny. Actually, it's the future. We're very excited.
It's
Becky
Rich
Kluger. Perfect. How's it going?
Great. Hi. And hi, Rick. Rick's one of my favorite people.
Hi, Becky. You're one of my favorite people.
Oh, shit. We're going to tie him up and throw him in a trunk and then toss him in the L.A. River after the show.
Ah, good.
Sorry, Becky.
Oh,
I didn't take a bath before I came, so now I'll get one. I don't think you could drown. They say you could drown in a teaspoon, but I don't think you could drown in the L.A. River.
you could catch something.
Yeah,
it's just
that's
a
true.
Stream of piss, right?
Really is. Yeah.
Well, yesterday we did, Ryan and I did Becky's podcast.
The News Clues.
The News Clues podcast. Go to newsclues.com. And I think you have a Facebook page too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's you can like it on Facebook. It's Facebook or facebook.com/newsclues. And that's with a K, clues, not with a C, like actual. I just wanted to make it hard, you know?
Right.
You said hard.
You know, by the way, we covered a lot on her show. We learned about Merkins, number one.
Merkins? And wait, Rick,
yep.
Do you know what a Merkin is?
Yeah, right. It's like a little labia toupee.
There you go.
Well, it goes more on the pubic patch.
Right.
Whatever that area, the pubic mound.
Yeah, if there was hair on the labia, that might
a patch.
Be, you might want to stay away from that one.
You can get hair anywhere.
You can have hair on a labia, right?
Yeah.
I have hair on my scrotum. That's basically the same parts that a labia is
you can
on
get,
the...
You can get hair on
the
your
other
shaft.
Model.
You can get hair on
what's
your shaft.
What's
it's the ball bag.
Oh. Let me tell you, Becky, you're missing out.
Yeah, right. Imagine if someone stitched together a labia into like a bag and filled it with two mushy nuts. That's it.
All medical description.
Right.
Yeah, there's a corresponding part to your genitalia. Testicles, ovaries, labia, scrotum, clitoris, penis.
Right.
Dang.
About it. Nah, it's all the same shit.
You've got like a checklist. You're right. Those really quickly.
Genitals are like the never-ending possible at Olive Garden. There's like six things that are pretty much the same, and you can do other combinations. If you, just shit you can mash together for a good time.
So how's your day going, Becky? Are you up in the valley?
I am. I'm hanging out in North Hollywood. I called my credit card company already today and begged them not to charge me for a late fee for forgetting to pay them. And now I'm playing Blood Dragon, and I took a break to call you guys.
Blood Dragon?
What's Blood Dragon?
No. I mean, I don't know.
It's like it's a mod from whatever. It's a really awesome first-person shooter, and I'm, like, currently riding a robot dragon and killing people. Well, I mean, I pressed pause to talk to you guys.
Thank you.
So I'm having a pretty good day.
I'm chasing a metaphorical dragon, and it's killing me. I got to go nod off.
Yeah.
How's Terrence and Philip?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they're really annoying. Those are my cats. Yeah.
We're
here. Philip.
We've been together.
we've just been together too long, you know? It's been 10 years.
That's a long relationship. To be with the same person.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, wow. So true.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about monogamy? Let's start.
We love it. How do you feel about monogamy? What's the longest relationship you've ever been in, Becky?
2.5 years.
Wow. Is that...
I don't... What?
No, go ahead, please.
I decided a while back I'm not really into monogamy with people. But, you know, with cats, they don't really... I committed to them before I realized I didn't want to be tied down, you know? So I'm kind of stuck with that. But, yeah,
you're
the people...
The other cats.
Yeah. Sometimes I just, like, open the door and hope they'll leave, but they don't. So I take care of them, you know?
We were recording the podcast yesterday in News Clues Studios.
Yes.
And...
Yeah.
And Philip, I believe, was the cat. Apparently, has a habit of jumping up on the table.
Ah,
he does.
And trying to get involved, and Becky has a device.
Right.
she uses.
Ooh.
She keeps it. It's like concealed carry. She's sitting there, and she has this. It's a stuffed monkey.
Okay.
That she uses, and she whips the monkey out.
Yeah,
no pun intended, and scares the cat away with this like stuffed monkey.
Yeah, he's scared of the monkey.
Right.
Yeah, apparently he's scared of the monkey. So
I spray mine with water, and he just sits there and looks at me like, "What the fuck are you?"
Oh,
doing,
your
man?
Cat.
Yeah.
Bring it, motherfucker!
But,
stop trying to break me.
But I walked into.
Cats are like viruses. They learn your ways and they adapt. You know.
Ooh, that's true. So. They're evil. I one time I had a cat a long time ago. I was over at somebody's house, and their cat pissed on my leg.
Oh, God.
Sprayed on me or something. And then my cat smelled the pheromones or the spray or whatever that was on my pants, locked on to the back of my leg, through my pants, and nearly took off a layer of skin on my calf, and I almost had to go get stitches. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was the worst thing ever.
Cats never went outside of the litter box. He's throwing up. That's the only thing he does. That's like an annoying cat thing.
Oh, really? Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, you can hear it coming. I've woken up a few times to the organic alarm clock of.
Ugh.
Oh,
that's so gross.
Dogs do that too.
Can I just say that I love men who like cats. Like, there's something special about dudes that own cats, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're special kind of people.
What if it's just. We can handle indifferent, which is a real problem a lot of men have. They will not take indifference for an answer. I'm comfortable with it.
Sure.
That girl's icing you out. What else is
whatever.
I wasn't going to use this thing anyway.
Right.
So I think the podcast has dropped, right? I think awesome.
Yeah, you can search it on iTunes. Just search in News Clues. Or go to newsclues.com or go to Stitcher. And, yeah, all the week's news, not all of it, but the biggest stories that, like, if you don't want to, like, look like you don't know stuff when you're talking to Cheryl at the office, then you just listen to my podcast, and then you'll, like, know all the stuff if you've been in a news blackout for a week.
Yeah, right.
Which
Becky
your
knows
listeners
your shit.
Are probably never in a blackout, right?
Oh, that's not true.
You're listening to the VOC Network.
That's right.
Oh, right.
You're a wrestling network.
Wrestling fans. They're always in a blackout. Oh, by the way, Becky has this. I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, but this is hanging on your refrigerator. She's got the gun target.
Oh, it's a paper target. Yeah.
From a gun range?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you shoot, Becky?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Don't we have a gun control story, you said?
Do we have a couple of, well, not a gun control.
Oh, really?
Your target is evidence that you have good gun control.
Do you go to the range?
Yeah, I try to keep it up as a warning to my neighbors to stop giving noise complaints about me. But
well, we went to the shooting range.
Could you please stop shooting your gun in the house? Our kid is trying to sleep.
Yeah. We had a couple targets hanging on the back door.
Yeah,
in the Venice studio.
Right, you're a good shot.
My dad had guns. I grew up with guns, so right. We had a house.
It's hard, man.
To go out and shoot shit.
I thought
there's nothing else to do.
Yeah. You know what's harder than like shooting is hard. It's hard to put the bullets into the fucking
well, the clip. I mean, it depends.
Dude, that was
that was one.
That was the hardest thing ever. I'm like, I can't get it. I cannot push hard enough to get this fucking bullet in here. And if somebody is breaking in my
the origin
house,
of Ryan's views on gun control.
That's it.
Yeah. I can't do it. No, I can't.
Yeah,
no,
whatever. Clip. He couldn't fill it. So
nah,
fuck it.
I'm right. Come on.
So my clip. Okay, on my pistol, it's easy as I have a little 22. It's like filling up. It's easier than filling a Pez dispenser.
Oh really?
So a kid could do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Great.
So my bullets
kids
are
should
like tiny
it.
And adorable. So, yeah. Kids, yeah. A kid could totally kill you with my gun.
Yeah. Oh shit.
So, yeah. Let's go shooting together.
Okay.
Which range? There's a range here downtown that we
LA,
went to, right?
Yeah.
I don't know where they're
going. I go to a range in
LA. Just Fourth and Spring.
Yeah.
You can shoot a gun there and no one cares.
Nobody gives a fuck.
I'm a member at a range in Burbank next to Flappers, so I can get a little comedy set in, and then when I'm angry about it, I can shoot off my gun nearby.
You have a membership at a range?
Okay, I feel like that would be a recipe for just shooting myself in the head.
Yeah.
Go to a set at some comedy club and then go to a gun range. Okay, why the fuck am
I
shooting this paper?
Go before you do comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, get my head right or that. And then, yeah, but see, here's what. That's why I got a 22, because I'll never want to shoot myself in the head with a 22, because you might not kill yourself.
Oh, that's
you
a
know?
Good. Hey, that's pretty smart, actually.
Yeah. So I'll never get like,
right,
a high power weapon.
Right.
Yeah, I gave my grandfather's shotguns. I gave them to my brother because I was like, I'm cleaning these a little too much while I'm depressed. They're not even dirty. Just kind of looking at them. Just like licking the tip. I bet I could fit the whole thing in my mouth. That's sweet iron.
What are the big plans for the day, Becky?
I'm going to be doing a little bit of lawyer stuff, a little bit of lawyer work.
Lawyering? What kind of lawyering do you do?
I'm doing some consumer protection stuff right now. I'm going to be suing people that send out spam that's out of compliance with the California statute.
Real American hero right here.
Go get
fuck them. Spammers. My dick's already big enough, thank you.
Right. Yeah, I get too many hard on to
do a little estate planning if anyone needs any a will or a trust.
Yeah.
You have to own shit to have.
Hey, if you had a cough for more than 3 weeks, call Becky.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll make sure all your stuff is, you know, nothing goes to that drug addict nephew that you hate, you know?
Yeah.
I can do that for you.
I get dizzy when I stand up.
I want to protect what happens to my 1991 Camry with a tape deck after I pass away.
Yeah,
yeah,
are you going to burn?
I can handle that for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Any comedy coming up?
Yeah, this Thursday, the 23rd at Flappers. I think Jeff Suing is on that show too.
I think Flappers Ryan Pfeiffer is.
Yeah.
I'm on that.
Oh, really?
I had to turn down that day because I'm out of town. I was very depressed about that.
Oh man.
This looks like a good show.
So there's news, ladies and gentlemen.
Catch her at the gun range afterwards,
man.
Yeah. I will not be appearing on that show, but I still recommend it.
Don't say shit to Becky at Flappers.
Yeah.
She'll drop you.
Yeah, she'll save herself a trip to the range.
Hey, whatever.
But, like, with my gun, you'll probably survive the shooting, is the thing with my weaponry. You know? Like, I'm not going to kill you with a 22, probably.
Yeah. Unless you nick your lung and then you drown in your own blood.
No, I have to shit in a bag the rest of my life. I'll be the comic that shits in a bag.
Oh, use that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You could get
I know a club that will book you a lot if you have that.
And then you can date people. Benson will get you hooked
all right,
up with that.
Sure.
Oh, God.
That, disabled. Disabled.
Disabled Passions.
Disabled Passions.
Oh, yeah. That's.
Is that the website?
All right, right.
Some people will want to.
I don't mean to be an asshole, but I think
hole right.
I might do okay on there if I was just shitting in a bag, but I could still walk. You know what I mean?
And
that might
still work.
I don't know if a colostomy bag would qualify you for a.
Oh, bullshit!
Can't you take the colostomy bag off?
Wait,
and
we have a lawyer.
Lawyer, tell us.
I'm not.
She's not a,
I'm not that
an ADA
lawyer.
Lawyer.
I don't know.
You don't know. Oh, shit.
People,
I don't know.
Lawyers know
I think you
all
could
the laws,
the
but I don't know all the laws. I'm sorry. I don't know what it takes to get. Are you guys talking about getting a handicap placard for getting it for having a colostomy bag?
Yeah, I think right. If you walk too far, you might jostle it loose.
Yeah.
Nobody
shit.
Wants to see that.
No. That's a tough gross. One. Shit. Well, Becky, thanks so much for calling us. We appreciate it. And thanks for having us on the podcast yesterday.
Yeah,
that was a blast.
You. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Go
to
NewsKlues.com, NewsKlues.com. Download all the podcasts
there,
especially ours, and
right.
Replay it over and over. Play it while you're taking a bath or something. Light some
sure.
candles.
While you're shooting.
Right. Also, follow NewsKlues on the Twitter, right? At NewsKlues.
And follow me at Big Dick Becky.
At the best Twitter name on the fucking thing. At Big Dick Becky. One word.
Thanks,
thanks
lot,
Becky. The very funny Becky Kluger. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, Becky.
Bye.
Bye. Big Dick Becky. I would change
Becky.
That. I would get a comedy name. That would be my. If I were her, I would just fuck it. I'm going by Big Dick Becky. It's a gimmick, you know what I mean?
That would be her. That's her stage name? Maybe?
Yeah, I would make that my stage name.
That seems like a hassle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think Earthquake ever regrets? Regrets? You think Earthquake ever regrets being
if he,
Earthquake?
If you talk like that, Earthquake.
Oh God, there is a comedian.
Fuck Earthquake! Don't he doesn't really
talks like a 2-year-old voice.
There's no way Earthquake. So you got me doing Earthquake. Regrets
Earthquake.
That name. I mean, he's had a great career.
I mean, yeah, that is true. But at some point, he's like, God damn it, I just want to be Russell or whatever his real name is.
Do you think Larry the Cable Guy?
Regrets it?
That thing just, I think that took him over because he was Dan Whitney.
Right.
And then Larry the Cable Guy was a character he did for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you can
go
on YouTube and watch.
But it became the most popular 5 minutes in his act. And so it just, yeah, it just kept growing.
I would do that.
Yeah,
I would
do
that. I wouldn't give one fucking shit.
Yeah, well, what? $75 million.
Yeah, when you're playing stadiums.
Woo!
Yeah. I think he did what you'd have to do to stay sane and just embraced it. I mean, he's like, fuck it, I'm Larry the Cable Guy.
I'm going to be fucking rich.
Buried Dan Whitney in a field somewhere. Just whatever.
He's dead to me.
I mean, there's doing stand-up, like I can do that redneck voice, great.
Yeah.
It just gets, you could say anything.
Right.
Like, there's been times where it's not been going so hot, and I'll just whip that out. It's a crutch.
I do that.
And I'm careful of how I'm only, like, there can only be one bit in rotation that has, am I? Like, that kind of, like, that has any variation of a real Southern.
Did you start, when you were in Florida, did you start Southerner-ing it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because if
I'm in your stand-up?
Yeah. If I'm out drinking after beer 3 or 4, I will sound Southern. I'll start sounding Southern. But if the minute I step into the Redneck Riviera and you start hearing.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I talk to my dad or any of my friends from the South, it's way worse than already.
Oh, my God.
And then. And it's funny. It's kind of a funny way to talk anyway.
Right.
And then drinking.
Yeah.
If I'm angry.
Oh, really?
Oh, I could, because I think, like, people, you have a Southern accent. I'm like, I don't think it's that bad at all. Like, you did not hear me in high school.
Right. But you're an angry white guy. That's, like, your whole persona on stage. You're, like, angry, pissed off white guy.
I don't think I'm that angry. Everyone says that. I'm not very angry on stage. I'm pretty laid back.
I know.
I wish I could be more angry because people get caught up in it.
Right.
I hate that, like, the manufactured angry guy.
Yeah.
It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's what
you're
I do.
You're a fucking white guy. How angry can you be?
Hey, fuck
you're
you,
not
man.
Manufactured.
Yeah.
So.
Everyone.
A fly was the worst part of my day the other day.
Yeah.
I went on a hike because I ate too much.
and I had to go on a hike to calm my tummy down. And a fly was buzzing around my sweaty head, and that was the most annoying thing that happened.
Some little kid in fucking Kenya is downloading this show, and it's like...
But they always show a commercial with the kid with the fly on his forehead. That thing isn't even on number 10 in his list, the shit he's got to deal with. That's why they don't swat it away. It's like, how come he doesn't shoot that fly? I go, because it's the least of his fucking worries.
The chick from All in the Family is telling me to call a number.
Yeah.
Sally Struthers.
Yeah, he's like, I don't give a shit. This fly, I might need him around later.
Right. Hey, by the way, Sally Struthers still alive?
Yes.
Okay.
She loses any weight? It seems popular now. Like, if you were fat and that was your thing, you're like, oh, this is going to kill me. I got to lose fucking weight.
Right.
Missy Elliott dropped like 70 pounds. She looks great.
Missy Elliott. What does she sing? Who does
Get
she...
Get Your Freak On.
Oh, yeah.
That thing. Portsmouth, Virginia, Missy
Elliott. Oh, really? Yeah. She's a southerner?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, fuck me. I didn't know that. I mean, I really didn't know who Missy Elliott was either.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. Oh, my God. I've got a I got the story. Let me get the story from Alaska really quick.
Oh, cool.
You know, you remember the Wasilabellies?
Yeah.
Up in Alaska had their little fight, their little dust up at that party.
God. Track.
where the Palins allegedly showed up.
Uh-huh.
And they were drunk, and I guess Bristol decked somebody. And
yeah.
Somebody was. They were screaming "cunt" at Bristol.
Nice.
And then track. Could track
been,
twat.
It's
twit,
track.
What is his
it's
name?
Track. This could have been the first
Palin.
Family.
He
track.
Allegedly, by the end of it, had ripped his shirt off and was all bloodied and drunk, and the dad got piled on.
Did they have a reality show?
And yeah, they did.
They still?
I don't think so. They just
I bet
do
the
that.
The producers are pissed. It's like, God damn, that would have been great to get on.
Get that on
so
tape.
So they all go
that,
vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they? I don't know. Why are
Who's
you even
it?
Worried about fast
Palin?
Wages? We believe in America where minimum wage jobs, they're not lifetime gigs. They're stepping stones.
That's one of her first videos. They're stepping stones. That's one of her first videos from that $9.99 a month Sarah Palin TV channel that you can subscribe to now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's her with a fucking webcam talking and, I don't know, maybe,
That's
horrible. Great.
All the bands I know that are trying to sell their music online, no one's they're all stealing it or no one's buying it. And it's just people lining up to pay $9.99 a month.
Yep.
To listen. So that's like 12 records a year.
95 a year if you
to hear
month.
Her just, oh, well, I.
Well, we were wondering.
Who finds her interesting? Because even for someone on that side of the aisle, she doesn't have it. She doesn't even have good rhetoric.
Dude, but,
like Glenn Beck, I see how that guy has a thing.
Oh, right. Yeah, me too.
Like, it's like the same thing with like the Hitler thing. You're like, who wouldn't go with that guy? I mean, holy shit. It's the worst idea ever, but he's talking about it like he's like, hey, I found the fountain of youth.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I mean, now I know because I know what happens.
Right, right.
But it sounds great.
Yeah, you know the end.
Yeah. If I didn't know what the Holocaust and shit was, you could be like, yeah, that guy's pretty much saying, he's like, hey, there's pussy and burritos over that hill. It's all free, and everyone's excited about it. I'd be like, oh, that's fucking great. Yeah, it sounds like that's what he just heard.
So our Alaska correspondent.
Oh, yes.
Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Sent me a Craigslist.
Oh, really?
Listing.
Casual Encounters.
From Anchorage in Creative Gigs.
Oh, shit.
You know there's a Creative gig. By the way.
Craigslist is like the generator of euphemism.
Yeah, in Alaska.
Creative gig.
So now someone is looking for photos or video and or video.
Oh, this is never good. That
if
means
you
they
have,
don't need anything specific.
If you have or can obtain pictures and or videos of the Palin brawl, please let us know. We will pay $5,000 for clear pictures. We will pay $10,000 for a decent video. Please contact.
There's gotta be
as soon as there has to
everyone
be.
Has like a fucking
dude. It's Anchorage,
video
so I mean,
pocket.
You're up. You're talking about you know, a remote area. Not everybody's on Vine. You know, you're desensitized to that shit down here, Rick, in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
You heard they pulled up in a stretch Hummer,
right?
They really did. A stretch limousine, a stretch Hummer.
God damn, man. They're like,
Who has that business
up there? They're a week away from doing Carl's Jr. commercials.
You know what my brother...
She wanted to be on The View.
Oh, yeah.
She was lobbying to be one of those on the View.
Why not? Why not? Sherry Shepherd's on there. Sherry Shepherd is...
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't sure that the Earth
Goldberg
is not flat.
She was like the only one that knew what she was talking about ever,
Whoopi
right?
Goldberg, she said that what about Roman Polanski... His rape wasn't rape.
Not rape.
So she's kind of a lunatic.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not rape.
I like when they call it. It's not rape. What? It's like some things are more gruesome. It's like murder. If you shoot a guy in the head, that's murder. And if you flay him and drag him behind a truck, that's murder, too.
Everybody
on
that
goes, well, it's not murder.
So many people on that show, they're psychos. And then Lunatic McGee, what's her face? Don't get shots. Jenny McCarthy, she was on The fucking View.
Yes. Anti-vaxxer.
Yeah. Elizabeth Hasselbeck. So it's a whole litany of lunatics in there, man.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Apart now, too. They run away from science in a new way. There's like the God. There's two paths away from science. God and fucking magic. They're all, I tell you, man, going right back to it. They're shoving crystals up their ass and praying to the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow. I just ate some kale.
And vitamin D.
Dude, everyone I know who's way into that, like, health food shit, they're always on a cleanse or some powder or, like, oh, I'm starving myself for a month for my because there's something wrong. My whole life I've been eating, like, I eat mostly healthy, and then I'll go and eat a buffet, and I've had, like, a couple stomach aches.
Yeah.
So it... But I've never been like, oh, I have to eat nothing but lettuce for a week. Yeah,
but then
kale for
the
week
side of your colon,
so
like,
that I can,
it's like smooth, like a roller rink. And it's like I don't know.
You know, like a water slide tube?
Right, honestly, when I hear about people doing these fucking cleanses, I'm like, I mean, think about it, I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, by the time you're done with it, your asshole, it must look like a freshly cleaned barrel of a shotgun.
Well, you just have fiber in your diet. You can do that. I pour that. I got the powdered shit because I know when I'm not eating enough vegetables. Yeah, like an old man. Put in your water. Look, I don't eat enough vegetables. I know I don't.
Right.
So
get it powdered.
And my shits are fine, but I'm like, maybe I can
prove it.
All right, I'll take one. I just had some coffee. You probably get a sample. But I'm not like, I'm not going, oh, I got to, I can only have beets.
You know, Rick has the most perfectly formed, buoyant stools. I've always heard that about him.
Floaters?
They do float. That's good, right? I've also heard that can be bad. You have too much fat in your stool.
That's what Dr. Oz said.
Not breaking it down.
Dr. Oz, one time he did a show where he had a visual aid of what your shit is actually supposed to look like in the toilet. It's...
floated in the middle.
It honestly looked like two logs that just came off of a log flume floating around in water. Honestly, it looked
like
perfectly
a lumberjack turd.
Perfectly
Paul Bunyan shit.
A couple of Snickers.
They looked like unlit cigars.
Okay. So darker?
Yes.
Well, if you have clay colored feces, go get checked out.
Right.
That's something wrong with your pancreas. Probably gonna die then.
Oh, really?
Clay colored feces.
Yeah, that's I read in that clay colored. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, I know it. I haven't. The last clay I saw was Play-Doh.
Yeah, blue.
Tell us about your shit. Give us a call. 855.
Like a grayish, pale yellow kind of thing.
862-7234.
Should be brown.
Call in. Tell us what you like best about Rick Wood's shit.
Yeah, anyone knows anything about feces.
You know, my brother,
expert.
You know, speaking of Alaska, I forgot to mention this. My brother told me, and I don't know if he wants me to say this on the air, but anyway, doesn't fucking matter. Track goes to this local bar in this little village.
Track Palin.
Yes. And it's a little village in Talkeetna, and he shows up all the time, wasted, looking for chicks, and he always has to get 86. I say, you have to leave. He's a fucking drunkard, you know?
Yeah. There you go. That could have been.
Do you know who I am?
Could have been in the White House.
Right.
Grab her away from the White House.
Again, would have made Billy Carter look like fucking Recess.
Oh. Would have been the first VP to have to resign.
Yeah.
It would have been great. Great theater.
She had to do a Nixon. And even Nixon's thing would have been like more excusable than her.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, broke into some shit.
I mean, think about it. How boring was Chelsea Clinton compared to what
well, she was
Sarah Palin's kids would have been?
10 or 12 years old.
Well, the only thing she did was not be hot. That was like the press, like, oh, the Clinton's kid's ugly. Yeah, it's a kid.
Yeah,
it's
really
going
nice.
Through puberty. Of course. Fucking your legs grow a
really
foot overnight. Your boobs are waiting to pop out. You're waiting on the floodgates to open down there.
Some
your
asshole.
Teeth are fucking
say,
don't fit in your mouth yet.
They say Michelle now, too.
Oh, that's so horrible.
That's a big one. Like, yeah. Michelle Obama.
A teenager is a rough sketch of the final product.
Right.
Yeah, they all look weird as shit.
Big heads.
You get finally finished smoothing out all the bullshit in, like, your late
and then
mid-20s.
Most people still grow up looking pretty fucking ugly.
Yeah, well.
That's a tragedy of the human condition.
There you go. Speaking of tragedy.
Yes.
I've got a story, the sports story here. Ooh. On Crab Nation. Listen to us 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific or Eastern time.
Cha-ching.
The beautiful sport of football that the rest of the world calls it.
Yes.
We call it soccer.
Yeah, yeah. It's for pussies.
This was the team, the Bethlehem Venkthlang.
What?
Who were playing the Mirozam Football Association.
Right.
Or no, that was of the Mirozam
They're from
Football
Bethlehem?
Association.
I guess
they
so.
Do
they
use
do they use a soccer ball or they just kick around a goat?
They just kick around a baby Jesus. Well, you know, soccer balls were originally goat bladders.
That's not true.
Yeah,
that is that true?
That was what would inflate the ball. I think they'd make a leather casing
is
for it.
Is that bullshit?
No, a goat bladder was true. The original inflatable in a soccer ball.
How do you figure that out? Who's the first guy to do
you
that?
Chop out a goat
bladder. Hey, check this out. Yeah, somebody's
drunk.
Fucking gross.
Sitting around.
Well, I mean, yeah, the only things you have are dead animals, really. So you're like, what can I use this for?
Yeah.
Right.
Then, I mean, after a while, you get a gassy bladder. You go, we can kick this around. It's a balloon. Well, you give a kid a balloon, he's going to start hitting it and kicking it. And then some guy's going to be like, man,
I would not, could not with a goat.
Bethlehem Venkthlang FC were playing Chonmari West.
Ooh,
FC.
Chonmari.
When 23-year-old Peter...
Oh, shit.
Biaksung Zuala.
Good job.
Biaksung Zuala.
How do you spell that? Like
B-I-A-K-S-A-N-G-Z-U-A-L-A.
Fuck.
Biaksung Zuala.
What does that look like stretched across the back of a jersey?
He scored a goal and, you know, did a somersault in celebration.
Oh, no.
Didn't stick the landing.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Cracked his spinal cord in his neck and passed away.
Jesus Christ.
The other day from snapping his neck. There's video that
I don't wanna
you can,
watch
of course,
that.
Watch if you want to watch a guy do a backflip.
Why
and
I don't
snap
do anything.
That's
why I'm on the couch.
they say he was trying to do, I guess it was
agree.
A guy named Miroslav Klose who's famous for doing these
flips,
backflips, or these fucking somersaults or something. This guy was attempting to mirror that. Apparently hadn't rehearsed enough.
That's not funny.
And Peter Biaksung Zuala
leaves first or a pool.
Right. He's dead.
Is no longer with us.
Because it's a celebration.
Has left the building.
It's not, sometimes though, to be fair, it's not the best sportsmanship ever to score a goal and then to celebrate. You already got the point, and then you're going to rub it into your enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah, in soccer, though, it happens so seldom.
I know.
They
it's
go
really
crazy.
Yeah. For a party. It might be the only one that month.
That's true.
That's a good way. I mean, that's a shame to die like that, but that beats
it's a good way to go. Sure.
Yeah. Wasting away from ass cancer.
You feel great. That's the best he was going to feel all week.
Right.
And just boom. And he was like, I'm doing a flip. That's the last thing he remembers. A lot of people go, everything's fading. They bleed out on the highway.
Right.
Hearing the jaws of life just a second too late. That's not a good way to go.
The
roar of the applause of the fans and the euphoria of I scored a goal in soccer, which is fucking hard, by the way. And then he goes, I'm doing a flip. And then next thing you know, he's nothing.
He lights out.
Yeah.
Not a bad way to go.
Oh, God. I don't know, man. But then, like, do you think anybody...
Preferably you'd live, but if you're going to die...
Has anybody turned it into a GIF yet?
Better than getting hit by a U.S. fucking drone strike while you're waiting in line for rice.
That's true.
True.
Another thing that is probably going to be happening
no,
a lot more in
that region.
No,
that's not true. That's not true. They came on and said that they don't target rice lines or buffets.
Oh. Okay. Well, even worse then. Now you're not even waiting for food. You're just sitting around.
Yeah.
I just saw something shiny. One of the headlines on Raw Story: 7 church signs with painfully unfunny puns.
I see.
Fulton Bridge Baptist Church had "Give the Devil an Inch, and He Will Become Your Ruler."
Oh God, that sucks.
Well, these aren't very good.
That's Fulton. That's
hey, I gave the devil 7 inches.
Right.
Because he couldn't handle the whole thing.
Prayer
ladies.
Oh yeah.
This church is prayer conditioned.
Ooh.
Instead of air conditioned.
Oh, instead of air conditioned. That's a good one. I like that
Jesus
a lot.
Jesus paid the price, you get the change.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Merry Christmas and happy holy days. I don't know what that...
Holy days. Instead of holidays. Quit bastardizing Christmas.
Just
he's
against the war on Christmas.
He is the reason for the season, stupid.
Right. Speaking of...
Well, fourth quarter profits.
Frequently,
really.
We hear from uber-Christian Kirk Cameron.
Oh, my God.
And he's running around telling people that if you wear an Obama costume and an Obama face, you're making fun of Obama. He doesn't think that's cool, but he also thinks the Christians shouldn't be running around dressing as ghosts and devils and, demons and stuff. You're inviting Satan. You're opening your starfish for Satan to buttfuck you.
Wow.
Not his words.
That sounds like
those were my words.
Career.
It wasn't Kirk Cameron's.
That's
words.
A two-person job. You gotta get one person on either side of the starfish to open. I'm gonna be SpongeBob SquarePants. Is that bad for Halloween?
Sucker.
I don't know how. You might want to run that by Kirk Cameron.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's probably bad.
SpongeBob SquarePants is a Satan-loving homosexual sponge.
Yeah. But he lives under the sea in a pineapple.
Also, he's a sponge which produces asexually, reproduces a.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, they don't have.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Don't let him in the bathroom. They're going to watch your daughter.
So. You know, I put a story, speaking of sex, I put a story on Facebook yesterday.
Facebook.com/crabdiving?
Yes, and it turns out that the scientists have discovered the first animals to have sex, to ever have sex. It's a couple of fish in the bottom of the ocean.
How do they know? Did they,
I don't know.
Were they smoking cigarettes?
Right. They found two really old condoms.
And this found, yeah, two they found the skeleton of a manfish smoking a cigarette next to what appeared to be a dissatisfied female.
The first dissatisfied female animal.
Oh, shit. I forgot. I put it on Facebook. They carbon dating and
go
stuff.
To Facebook.com.
/science.
For more science.
But it was fish, man. I didn't know that. That's interesting. I would assume it would be like some kind of – I would just assume it would be something in the water because I don't know if any of you guys have ever had sex in the water. It's horrible.
Yeah, so water good. Fucking. They make it look cool in like porno and
right.
whatever.
Water fucking.
Yeah. Water sports.
Waterboarding.
Pissing on each other, right?
So gross. Oh, of course
it
is.
It's not good, man. It's weird. It's. I don't think it's good for the vagina either.
No.
Getting seawater in there? That's got to be – Well, no, it's very cleansing. It's helpful. It shoves crystals up your ass.
It's
salt
sterile.
Water.
Salt water is good for your skin, though. If you swim, now
we're going in the ocean, yeah.
Right. I grew up. We went to the Gulf all the time as a little kid, and you know, you get a cut. You know,
yeah.
Your skin heals faster, so maybe that would be good for the beeve. I don't know.
He's not a gyno.
Shut up.
No way.
Don't tell people what I'm not. Let them decide what I...
let them
suss
Everyone
it out.
Everyone listening thought maybe after this you'd go clock in at your
Put your feet up in the stirrups, please. Where aware did I put my speculum?
Oh, God.
In the trunk.
You ever see that? I've gone through a few periods of... I wouldn't say porn addiction, but I've been on a few benders.
Right.
And... Yeah, that's
What's
like
your
speculum
thing?
Porn.
Oh, you
See,
watch
I don't
that?
Really have a thing. I'll just look at anything.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's stuff that I'm like, I can't jack off to this.
Like what?
Like gay porn. Can't
right.
Get off. I've watched it, though.
Speculum?
But
you're
like,
not gay.
Speculum porn?
I know I'm not gay, but you can't be. Everyone talks about it like it's the worst thing in the world, gay guys
what?
Fucking.
Well.
It's so you put it on, I'm like, it's just.
Two guys fucking.
Just two guys fucking.
Right.
Nah, but there's one I clicked on where like, they were like punching each other and stuff, and I was like, ah, damn. That doesn't look fun. I think that's like a particular fetish within the...
Specific within the community, you think?
I don't want anyone to misconstrue it as, gay guys punch each other when they fuck.
I wonder what that app is called.
These are all like guys. They look like Marines. You know, they all had like the jarhead haircut, and they're all ripped, and they're just kind of really rough. I'm like, wow. I don't know.
Very military style. Yeah. There's a, you know, there's a bar in the valley somewhere, maybe it's in Burbank, and just gay bar. And if you go in there, they're showing gay porn on this huge like fucking screen, and it's on different others. It's on a bunch of different screens in the bar. It does. After a while, you get desensitized to it. You're just like, been here having a couple of drinks, been here for a couple of hours, and this dude, like with a buzz cut and amazing shape,
giving it to another guy,
been plowing this sailor for the last four fucking hours. But I don't know. I can pretty much look at anything now. I don't give a shit.
To me, the anal is. I'm like, hey, whatever.
Right.
But like watching like a dude blow a dude, I'm always like, is he having fun? He likes it? Like not the guy getting it, of course.
Right. Oh yeah.
Like,
well yeah.
To me, it's so foreign to like want to suck someone's dick. I'm like, hey, I don't. But I mean, he must. He's doing it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Did you see that story about
me? That's the one where I'm like, wow.
The parrot in Paris, the big gigantic green butt plug.
Oh God, yeah, some inflatable artwork or something, and it looks
it's a butt plug.
It's a butt plug. It really is.
But it's not gonna
butt plug.
But all the pictures where it looks like a butt plug, they're far away. I mean, I imagine if you're close by, you might not think it's. Some people are saying they thought it could be a Christmas tree or a mushroom or something.
Well, I think underneath, because who's ever seen a butt plug from that angle, in that perspective,
that's
that large?
Good point.
I say do it. If any place needs a big butt plug, it's Paris, France.
But some people got so offended, they found the artist. The artist got punched in the face. Somebody hit him. And then vandals.
French people, they get all. And then the guy's an American artist. So that's what pissed the French off more than anything. An American artist got a showing in Paris.
You're right.
And beat him to death with a baguette. I have a pretty bad nationalistic streak against other white nations. I feel like that's like the group it's okay for me to shit on. The British and the French. Australians. I don't like them. You know, I like everyone, but it's fun to pick on. Australia, that's a Texas of the world, man.
Especially and getting worse too. I mean, they're getting crazier down there.
Well, it's just as big. It's the country, right?
Yeah,
right. Yeah, it's
they're all just tough and like fucking crazy, drinking really hard, drinking. I had a friend in military in Okinawa, and there's always trouble with like in Tokyo with like U.S. Marines and military guys. They'll get into some issues. They'll do some crime up there, usually beating people up or sexually assaulting the women. But I've heard from a few guys, they're like, yeah, the American troops can get out of hand. The Australians, though, they're like they just get drunk and start fights in Tokyo.
Because
it's an easy trip to go from Australia. If you want to visit our country and you're Australia, you can go to Tokyo pretty easily.
It's like the Irish a little bit.
Yeah, they just land Tokyo, and it's like it's just too culturally different. Like,
ooh,
Australia, it's like loud and drunk and just like.
Do you think your people could beat up Australians, or do you think Australians could beat up Irish? How do you think that shakes out?
I think it'd be
in a fisticuffs.
Yeah, do Australians fight that much?
Yes, they do.
I think they do.
Yeah.
I think the Australians are probably tougher, but I think the Irish are a little more like, well, I'm willing to fight to the death.
Well, yeah. Crazy. Yeah, retard
I got less
strength.
To live drunk, we don't have fucking beaches.
Drunk retard strength.
Let's do it.
We're a country surrounded by water that doesn't go to the beach.
And fight dirty.
Oh yeah.
True.
Hit you with a beer bottle.
Anything you can
grab. Who gives
grab.
A shit?
Let's shove a car bomb up your ass.
We 20 minutes ago, we started talking about the Clive and Bundy clips.
Oh,
we never
me.
Got to them. Let's fire up this before we have to go to break pretty soon here. Clive and Bundy.
Jerk off.
There's a guy who is running, a conservative, who is also a black African-American. I don't know what he prefers. I think he calls himself black. He's a conservative. So he's
person
a,
of color.
He's not going to say African-American.
The word gets cycled around a lot because then someone starts saying it's shitty. Like, all right, you ruined it. We need a new term.
Oh, yeah. African-American's going to get ruined. Is that what you're saying?
He's a black guy.
Okay.
His name is Kamau Bakari.
Yeah.
He is running on the Independent American Party ticket.
Oh, shit. That sounds scary.
That sounds like a code word for libertarian.
Right.
He is Clyde, he recruited welfare queen rancher Clive and Bundy to be in his political video or in commercial. Candidate for Congressional District 1, I believe state, I hope. Yeah, state Congressional District.
But it's Nevada, right?
Yes.
So it doesn't really matter.
Bundy and his wife are registered as voters with the Independent American Party.
What a bunch of screwballs.
They took that stand following an event celebrating, quote, his courage in standing up for state sovereignty. But courage.
How are you going to have Clive and Bundy, like, endorse a candidate for our government when isn't he against the government?
Well, it sounds like this guy's kind of one of those government guys who's against the government.
This is an anti-government.
Chemtrails.
And it really, it's an odd scene. It's an odd scene. It's a black guy and a white guy in cowboy hats talking over like a horse and shit. I mean, it's like
Blazing Saddles.
So, first
people like that. Like, there's black guys who are into cowboy shit.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone thinks that doesn't exist. When I was in the Air Force, we had to take these electronics courses.
Yeah.
And one of my teachers who taught, like, about Ohm's law and resistance taught me how to do electricity. He had a big mustache. He looked like Chuck Norris. He was a black guy. He was a little bit fatter.
Dip Chuck Norris in some chocolate.
He lived in Biloxi, Mississippi, dressed as a cowboy, and loved to go line dancing.
Chocolate covered game, Chuck Norris.
He had like these like really tacky striped pearl snap shirts, real starched up collars,
yeah.
You know.
I told you,
black Wranglers.
When I was a kid, I wasn't. I mean, as racist as my dad was.
Yeah.
I think it was transitional because the N word was a bad word in our house.
Yeah.
So, though my dad used it with abandon.
Yeah.
I was not allowed.
Right.
It was one of the words I couldn't say.
That's not for you yet.
Right. So I guess when I was a kid, we lived out in the lily white suburbs in Chicago, and my mom took me downtown Chicago for the first time when I was like 3 or something, and that she said she was horrified because we had a black waitress and it stopped for a diner or something. And
she couldn't handle it?
I didn't know. No, I was like, I kept saying, why did that woman pour chocolate all over herself?
Wow.
And but from that day on, when I was a kid, my racist term, as I was brought up, when I was talking about black people, I called them chocolate faces. So, like, my dad would be like, look at all the N-words on TV. And I'd be like, yeah, look at all the chocolate faces.
Oh, my God. The cutest little racist.
Yes.
Imagine you with, like, a sailor hat with a big old lolly.
Hey, a little chocolate face.
It was. When I was a kid,
I got better.
One time I called a dude in the grocery store with an eye patch a pirate. I'm like, hey, mommy, look, a pirate.
I was a perfect kid. I didn't do any of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I rode to school, like my mom and this other woman would take turns driving the kids to school in Michigan when I was, that's the brief time before I moved to Virginia, I lived in Michigan. And they were a black family. So it was like pretty normal. Like, you know, I mean, I'd go spend the morning eating breakfast. The only thing I remembered, I ate instant oatmeal. That's what my mom made, like Quaker instant oatmeal,
right,
with like the dried peaches in it and shit. And they had, I think like grits maybe, or something more along that line, or like Uncle Ben, not Uncle Ben. What's the
Malt
cream
meal
of wheat? They had cream of wheat.
Oh,
wheat,
sure,
cream,
yeah,
of wheat, which is pretty much like oatmeal, but it's like a little soupier.
Right.
And so to me, I thought that's black oatmeal. Not even really like that conscious because I was like 5, but I was like, okay, so that's the difference between Christina's house and my house.
Is the oatmeal.
Yeah.
That's very progressive of you.
We're white and we eat oatmeal, and they eat the stuff with the black guy on the box. Right? Because there's in the cream of wheat guy, he's a black guy,
so,
right?
Was it? Yeah.
And the Quaker Oats guy is a really white guy.
Really white
guy.
So
in my head, I was
white.
The branding and marketing had already kind of fucked my head a little.
He's white as fuck.
So they have to buy boxes with black people on. Like, we had Mrs. Butterworth, they had Aunt Jemima. You know? Like, that's the way marketing had fucked my mind at 5.
You're never like, mommy, make us black oatmeal today.
Yeah, basically, hey, what's up with that? I want to have some of that black oatmeal.
Yeah.
I don't like soupy oatmeal, so
I was like, that's fine. She can eat that. I'm going to eat this dry shit. This cakey fucking stick-to-your-ribs oatmeal. So we had all the same board games. Same stupid rocking horse toy in the basement. We lived in the same shitty fucking townhouse complex. And giant, gross
very progressive.
I guess. Not even really. My mom
was wasn't my parents'
by, like,
reaction when the Black family moved in next door. Surprisingly.
Oh, really?
My mom sent me to school with them. She's going to go. That's why, I don't know. We grew up, there's not much affluence. I think we were at an income level where just before you're so poor that you hate everyone, but not rich enough to be wary of anyone. It's like, now, if you want to survive making this much money, you better get along with
you gotta
black people.
You
got to
be inclusive. So, Cliven has endorsed Kamau Bakari. For the first congressional district in the sovereign state of Nevada.
How classy. How classy.
That's a cool name.
And Kamau Bakari. Yeah,
Kamau too.
So here in the video, Bakari? They start off with they hate Eric Holder.
Right.
Eric Holder is
the Attorney General.
The great Satan.
He's a tyrant.
The Attorney General. He's the one who went after Cliven.
He resigned, but... They're not naming a new attorney general.
They're dragging
after the
their
election.
Feet. Yeah, they're
so
dragging.
So, is Eric Holder still the attorney general?
Yeah.
Or we
just
don't have one?
He's going to hang on until.
Oh, okay. So, he's pending resignation.
So, here's how it starts. It's a quote from Holder.
He did things fun. Racial, we have always been, and we, I believe, continue to be, in too many ways, essentially a nation of cowards.
Did he just call me a coward?
No, he just called all white folks cowards.
He must not know me.
That's the whole ad? That's Cliven saying, did he just call me a coward?
They called all white folks cowards.
That honestly, is that a clip from Blazing Saddles that they lifted?
That really does sound like it's like the music cues are about.
And this is the best take. Don't forget, all of this will be the best take that they did of these of these lines.
The whole bunch of them.
Here's how they continue.
That was awesome.
You mean if somebody called you a racist, you wouldn't drop your head and be all scared and sad and run around here apologizing like them billionaire ball team owners did a little while ago?
No, I wouldn't. I'm sick and tired of people that act like that.
Cliven, you know that political correctness, that's bad for America. A man ought to be able to say whatever he want to say.
That's exactly right. I know a lot of black folks have had a hard time with slavery, and you know, the government was in on it.
There's a few had a hard time with that, huh?
That with slavery?
Black folks had a rough time with that. That's a weird sentence. He knows some that had a hard time with means he knows slavery.
Oh my God in heaven! I mean, listen, he shouldn't be elected
really
to office, but God, I mean that. Ooh,
it sounds like a Saturday Night Live sketch with that stupid music.
Have you seen the? I don't know what district it's in. The guy trying to appeal to women, where it's like they make it look like they're in a relationship with Obama.
Oh no!
God, these political just like. Well, first, it was it's just like it's a fucking Saturday Night Live ad. It's like trying to appeal. It's Republicans trying to appeal to women voters, but it makes it look like they're just the dumbest fucking twats in a bag ever.
Like Joni Ernst, she is running for senator, and she's the one who did that that ad about she used to chop the balls off a pig.
Oh, God.
She used to be a pig deballer.
Oh, great.
All right.
So she's gonna go to Washington and chop the balls off of the bureaucracy. Here they continue.
I worked my whole life without mistreating anybody. A man ought to be able to express himself without being called names.
I hear you, Clive, and I believe you. A brave white man like you might be just what we need to put an end to this political correctness stuff in America today.
Don't sell yourself short. You're taking a chance just being in my company.
I know. I'm as sick as you are. I feel shame when I hear black folks whining about white folks this, white folks that, always big.
It's almost like black folks think white folks owe them something.
Y'all folks are saying folks too much.
Oh, my fucking God. Is there a video that goes with this?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I got to see that.
We're going to put that up on facebook.com/crabdiving.
Holy fuck. That is insane.
Yeah, here's how it wraps up.
Hey,
and then we got to take a break. We're running late here.
Don't give us that you're too busy stuff. You weren't too busy to go to Ferguson, Missouri. My name's Kamal Bukhari, and I'm running for Congress, District 1, and I want your vote. I'm not on the blue team, and I'm not on the red team. I'm on the independent American team. I want to talk about race and freedom. So, Eric Holder, when you come to town, let me know, and bring Dina Titus with you. She's got a lot to answer for. I'm Kamal Bukhari, and I approve this message.
Man, that music is fucking sweet.
You had
though,
time to go to Ferguson.
Right.
He did. He went to Ferguson.
God.
So, did he bring his chaps and his six gun and his lasso?
Right. And Dina Titus that he refers to there is his opponent.
Oh, okay.
Surprisingly, Bukhari is considered the heavy underdog in his race. It's actually a Democrat from that that's the incumbent in that district,
Holy
Dina Titus.
Shit. This guy's—he's doing the spaghetti western route to get reelected. To get elected.
Do they have any like? They have like all names I've never. Like Dina Titus.
I know. Bukhari, Cliven, Bundy.
Yeah. Are you saying
Bukhari, Cliven?
Are you saying Nevada doesn't really contribute to the political discourse in this country?
What are they?
Well, Harry
like
Reid, right?
Half a congressional vote, or like, there's no one there.
Yeah.
That's based on population.
Bukhari states that throughout human history, most men have been slaves to man's institutions of government. He hates the Affordable Care Act, and he also hates, quote, mandatory medication or vaccinations.
Oh, my God. He's a Jenny McCarthy type.
And thinks there should be no collective bargaining agreements for workers.
Great.
Get rid of all those evil labor unions.
He wants to get rid of minimum wage, probably.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. You work for free. 2 cents a day, you'll be happy to get
it. Wasn't he just bitching about slavery?
Oh, right. But I mean, if you get 2 cents a day, it ain't slavery.
Okay.
And, you know, remember, the slaves didn't have it too bad.
Oh, that's right.
That's the party platform. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen, for an abbreviated home stretch.
Yay.
But we'll be back. Don't go away. More crabs after the break.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9-8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today.
Hi, this is Anthony.
And this is Gartiz.
We are the forces of radio.
The faces for radio.
Come relax with us every Thursday at 5:30. We love hosting Feces for Radio.
That's Faces for Radio. Can you please remember to get the name of the show right?
Sorry. We tackle sports, entertainment, and have a kick-ass soundboard. Erasers for Radio has it all.
Faces for Radio. Are you doing this on purpose?
Why?
You can find us on the VOCNation.com, listen to us live, or download it later. Follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1. That's Faces for Radio. Funky for radio. Shut up.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Truth at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
Hello, this is ECW original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop him a line, give him a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer.
Back live and streaming here on Crab Nation Monday for the home stretch. You're going to be here for the next 9 minutes and change. Thanks for joining us. If you want to listen to this great show after it's done, go to crabdiving.com, probably the easiest way, and there'll be a link there. You can go to our Facebook. We also tweet that shit out, so you guys can check us out there. Thank you all for listening.
Share us, spread us, catch us.
Joining us for the last couple of minutes of the show, still sitting in. He hasn't run out yet. He didn't say fuck this and bail during the commercial break. Rick
right.
Wood.
Hey.
Follow Rick on the Twitter, at Rick Wood. And the O's are zeros, right?
That's right. Some other lucky so-and-so got my O's.
Got your O's.
That's so
R-I-C-K-W-0-0-D.
Yeah.
So it looks like Rick
Wood. The at Rick Wood, he doesn't even use it.
Oh, really?
That's like,
what a lame ass. Oh, you didn't even contact him?
I mean, he doesn't even get on it. How's he going to know?
I don't know. You could do a little research.
Could, but then I'm like,
the
I got to go, hey, give me our name. He has as much right to it as I do, and he got there first. Oh,
I actually think there's a mechanism where if it's an inactive account.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Look into it.
Like you could petition.
Yeah, maybe I could, yeah.
Maybe.
I don't think it's affecting
you
negatively.
I think it looks kind of cool with the.
It works, yeah. They search your name, it comes up anyway.
It does. That's
there's no one is.
What I just did.
Yeah. No one's having trouble, like, oh, no, my life is incomplete because I can't find Rick Wood.
Yeah. I'm opening a vein.
Yeah, I'm not like, I'm not precious medicine or anything.
I've got a couple, a quick follow-up story. Do you remember that story we did, was it last week, about the clowns that are running around this town here in California?
I love shit like that.
Scaring people? Well, it's happening... Also, in France, we've been talking about France a little bit.
The butt plugs, yes.
Well, this France, they're talking about people are it's called coulrophobia, C-O-U-L, coulrophobia is the fear of clowns.
You're
I don't know why it's not fucking clownophobia.
Yeah. Maybe that's the Latin word for clowns, cool, something like that.
French. Fucking French.
The woman.
Freedom fries.
Right.
Yeah. Fuck the M. A 19-year-old man was arrested on Friday waving a long knife, chasing a group of teenagers dressed as a clown.
I like the clowns where it's just with the balloon.
Standing there.
Yeah, that's creepy enough.
Right.
Yeah, I heard the kids in California, they started to bring out weapons. You don't get it.
They've had these.
Like, that is scary, you fucking idiot. Like
other clowns have been.
Clown.
Other clowns have been spotted outside schools.
Oh no!
On public roads.
Oh.
In a square, and my favorite, in bushes.
We gotta round up these clowns in bushes.
They start chasing people.
Fuck this!
No, I don't like that.
There. I like the other guy who was originally doing it.
No,
he would just stand there like on a bench with the balloons. That's hilarious to me.
Right.
Just a clown at night is creepy. And Pennywise, he never had a weapon.
Yeah.
That's right.
He would have been less scary. Because if you need a machete, you're like, oh, you're not a ghost. You're not supernatural. You need a weapon.
I mean, really.
You know, if you saw a ghost, I'd be fucking terrified. But the ghost had a gun. I'm like, oh, you need a gun? You're a shitty ghost.
Aren't these mostly like shithead kids, too?
Yeah, everything's shithead kids.
Yeah, they're mostly teenagers.
I'm fucking asses. I hate teenagers. See? So now they think, kids, fuck kids. Even in France, they're horrible.
We were talking about Vegas earlier.
Yes.
Fuck Vegas a little bit.
Right.
You know, they made the gay marriage legal.
Oh.
In Nevada. Nevada's one of the states.
Hell yeah.
Where
that
can
pissed old Clive and Bundy right off.
You can scissor away or
buddy,
starfish
Bacardi.
Dive.
Right.
Well, now there's some shit be hitting the fan because the Elvis Wedding Chapel, which offers a variety of Elvis-themed wedding packages, including Hawaii.
Yes.
The Rockabilly. Or Elvis in Concert.
Yeah.
Weddings.
They won't marry gay?
Are refusing to conduct same-sex weddings.
What the
fuck?
Come on,
man. I don't want to live in America where I can't see two Elvises get married by a third Elvis. How great would that be?
Oh, that would be awesome.
How do you take this a hunk of burning love to be your hunk of hunk of burning love? To have and to hold and to cherish for life? I do.
The owner of the chapel is refusing to hold the ceremonies, citing her Christian faith.
The sanctity of marriage
only
apparently has room for Elvis
Vegas.
To officiate.
Right.
This is fucking stupid.
Dolly De Leon is a born-again believer in Jesus, she says.
Oh,
she
Dolly.
Won't permit a same-sex marriage in her chapel.
De Leon.
She said, I would be a hypocrite if I said I'm a Bible-believing person, and yet I would perform marriage I believe solely against God's law.
You know, man,
I wonder how many other things from that outdated Jewish rules you can find that
she's not a religion.
She's not a religion.
So she has
like
to marry gay
bakeries,
people.
Yeah, or the wedding, the bridal gown. So she, according to the ACLU, she's facing misdemeanor charges.
Calling the fucking National Guard. Make them marry gay people.
So
just make them do it.
Are gay guys having weddings this tacky?
Yes.
Really, what self-respecting gay guys are going to go to the Elvis?
Oh, come on. You know there's going to be
a good sense of humor.
You know there's going to be gay marriages at the Elvis wedding chapel? I mean, I could see that.
I'd love
lesbians.
To see two are
lesbians
Elvises.
The Elvis?
Fuck yeah.
Two gay Elvises get married
women.
By an Elvis. Oh, yeah, whatever.
Wait, what if one was like the fat Elvis and one was the young...
Oh, yeah.
Young shrimp
Elvis.
Elvis.
Yeah,
the twink Elvis.
Yeah, it's a bear and a...
Twink.
He's Elvis with a beard.
Yeah, yeah. That would be the lesbian Elvis.
Yeah. Hey, man. I'm...
So we'll keep an eye on that story and see. I guess basically they're waiting for someone to sue. They're waiting
for... Yeah, you have to fucking do
right.
it.
Hey, you got to find someone who wants to try and go get married by the Elvis.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a crazy story.
So that's going on in Nevada.
Nevada's like the fucking center of the universe today.
It is. We got a lot of Nevada stories today. There's Russian tennis chief Shamil Tarpishev.
Uncle Nipples.
Shamil Tarpishev.
Yes.
Is being cited for being a dickhead.
Yes.
Because he referred to, he was making fun of Venus and Serena Williams.
Uh-oh.
Called them the Williams brothers on a late night TV show. And then he made some other comment that was vaguely racist, which I really can't find. But Serena has come back and is swinging back. It's just a big thing. If you're into tennis, I was a tennis
player.
They're going back and forth,
I find this
huh?
shit, yeah. just like Snoop and Iggy Azalea.
Right, right.
Or tennis.
Yeah. Same shit's going on in tennis.
Did you see that other story out of Russia? The artist that who was cited for nailing his testicles to the ground in some sign of protest, and then
Why did they cite him for
that?
They
cut his ear off. I think it's like disturbing the peace.
I did it a while ago, right? Yeah, to the
ground.
I read about that a while ago.
Yeah, yeah, but this is...
Now he's cut his balls off?
It's a different story, I think.
Is that something you do twice?
Oh, yeah.
Do you re-nail your balls after... Are they re-nailable?
Yeah.
I hope
so. Follow the same hole, like if you're putting a picture up?
I always thought the consolation was crazy cut your dick off videos was that guy's out of the gene pool now.
Right. Like, thank you, Gene.
No, this is a new one. This happened over the weekend.
Oh, there you go. Testicles on capital letters.
Before he'd cut his, he nailed his testicles to the ground. Now he's cut his ear off in public.
Right.
Oh, it's the same guy.
Same guy.
Who previously,
right.
They said, come down from there. And he went, I can't hear you. And they held me here.
Guy's got a sense of humor.
Going to be running out of appendages.
Do in Russia.
We got to stop here, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the last minute. Crab Nation Live on a Monday. Thanks for joining us here. Don't forget to download us as a podcast. Go to Stitcher. Go to crabdiving.com. And you'll be able to find old episodes of this great show. Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. We're on the Instagram at Crab Diving. Google Plus. We're all over the fucking place.
LinkedIn.
Share the crabs. Love the crabs. And like us, love us, share us, and all that shit. Mr. Rick Wood, thank you, sir.
That's right. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. Follow
Don't cut
Rick.
Cut your ear off. Listen to Crab Diving.
You got some comedy coming up you want to plug?
Yes, he does.
The 23rd, if you're in Wisconsin, Northeast Wisconsin, in Sturgeon Bay, I'll be at the Tambourine Lounge at 10 o'clock. Tickets are available at holidaymusicmotel.com/tickets. And then November, Skyline Comedy Cafe in Appleton, Wisconsin.
In Appleton, cool. Wisconsin. Then Ryan Pfeiffer is at Rated R Comedy.
That's right. Patrick Vile at Vile Experience.
And everything and anything about us is at crabdiving.com. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
This has been Crab Nation. Did you get your itch scratched? If you want more of the crab, download the Crab Diving podcast on iTunes or on crabdiving.com. Catch the crabs on Twitter at crabdiving. And on Facebook at facebook.com/crabdiving. Thanks for listening.